That butterfly is in that body, he goes in the fire. We go in the fire, but we come out of the water. When we burn the ego, we become more knowledgeable. Because if you don't empty this, there is no place for the knowledge. This works permanently. That's what the problem of the brain is all about. But that emotional situation, that when you go in, it's a different stuff. Even the time is different. Yes?
Such a game is played by the glorious God in order that you may see who belongs to the kin of Kahil. A fire has been given the semblance of water, and in the fire a fountain has been opened. A magician by his art makes a dish of rice, a dish full of worms in the assembly. By the breath of magic, he has caused a room to appear full of scorpions, though in truth there were no scorpions.
This is something that, okay, in time of Rumi, the magician will do that. Now we know that even a doctor, a psychiatrist could do that. Hypnotize you and dictate something to you. This is what this brain is all about. It could be convinced the otherwise. That's what the silly part of the knowledge is. Here we say, the magician will do a trick. We'll do a trick to you. Then the house looks like that. There are a lot of worms here and the animals and blah, 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 all of that. Yes?
When sorcery produces 100 such illusions, how must be the cunning of the creator of sorcery?
That magician could trick you like that. Imagine that the creator wants to trick you. That's what he did. He tricked us. Yes. You know how did he trick us? Millions of years ago, he created a living creature with sort of brain and logic to improve and improve and improve up to a couple of thousand years ago to the monkeys. Then what? Then something else is in this. Suddenly he switched it towards what? Knowledge. For animal, knowledge is limited to animal. We are the first species that knowledge is in we. It's not in one of us. We are living in a time that the existing knowledge doesn't fit in one brain. Impossible. So many data we have. And we'll add to it and add to it. What's going on? Suddenly this creature is completely different from the others. Because here the we really exists. I'm talking, you're listening, we understand each other. What's happening? Somehow we are connected to each other internally. I could talk about my feeling and you could feel it. This was not there. That's why, in general, personally, I believe that the universe is the growth of wisdom. That's what happened from the first living amoeba up to me, are steps like that. The last one is writing and reading. This is it. So now we could experience we, if you want to, if you understand it. If not, you look in the mirror and what do you see? The monkey. Yeah, okay, you change it a little bit. Monkey is the monkey. If I'm looking at myself personally, It's monkey. If I want to see myself really, what do? Oh, I come out. The picture of me outside is my personality, is my cultural part, is the part that I think is important, and I think about it, all of that. And I forget about all the animal stuff, because that's what we are. The additional part of information. Information is for animals. We arrive with knowledge, which is beyond the logic, which is this. This situation is, in this book, we want to show you what you don't know. That's bewilderment, right? So, first, we should get rid of something that you think you know, but you don't. One of them is this. When you look at the stuff, you could see the negative part of it. But if you will be educated, knowledgeable, your vision will be different. Yes?
Of necessity, through the magic of God, generation after generation has fallen down, like a woman flat beneath her husband. Their magicians were slaves and servants and fell into the trap like wagtails. Listen, read the Quran and behold lawful magic, the overthrow of plots as the mountains.
This is an example of a strange one, and it's a very sensitive subject. Now it says, okay, let's go to Quran. Read the Quran. What do you see in it? There are a lot of explanation about the ugly side of the magic. And there are some lovely picture of the magic. Because what do we say? Magic? Even magic has two sides. Remember, when we said everything has two sides, we really mean it. There is only one thing that doesn't have two sides. That's why haq is exception. You remember Rumi said, remember, the only exception in the existence is haq. Why? Because he is the giver who doesn't take. He just gives. And we don't understand haq. Why? Because it has only one side. It doesn't have two sides to compare them. A lot of people, I have seen a lot of silly people. When you talk about haq, they only think about God, not the rest of it. Even with that, ask them what is the opposite of haq. Immediately they will tell you Satan. And they think that they are two. There is one God, one Satan. And if you go back more than 3,000 years, then you find the religions which are based like this. Zoroastrian religion is like this. There are two guys that they fight each other and blah, 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 all of that, because God and Satan, good and bad, are like that. You say, you don't remember. Don't forget. Remember, God doesn't have two faces. Satan is just one angel. One of the so many angels. Yes, he loved it very much, because angel has a PhD. Yeah, it's knowledgeable. And Satan knows everything, right? Except one thing. And that's a trick of our story. What is that one thing that Satan doesn't know? The soul in me. He went in me, he studied whatever really biologically is here before God will give the soul to me, before a human being comes alive. He doesn't know. He cannot enter the heart. Means what? Means logically I cannot explain to you the heart. Because if I could it, I will explain it to Satan. Satan doesn't know beyond the logic. That's what he didn't get. And that's why he's condemned to be prisoner in you. Satan is here. Knowledge, information, all of that is here. But at the end of the day, let's talk about the opposites, yes?
I am not Pharaoh that I should come to the Nile. I am going towards the fire, like Cahil. It is not fire, it is flowing water. The other, through cunning, is water whereof the nature is fire. Excellently well said, the compliant prophet. A mode of intelligence is better for you than fasting and performing the ritual prayer.
Yeah, the prophet said, this much of apple is much better than whatever you do in your life. Because this is what it is, to learn. We are the only animal that when it is born, it has nothing of humanity in it. We learn all of it. Education. Why? Because we are at the peak of it and we know that the most important thing is knowledge. And when we talk about God, we see it as the essence of knowledge, knowing everything. That's what it is. Yes?
The other, because your intelligence is the substance, these two are accidents. These two are made obligatory in the full complement of it.
Yeah, do you remember that we talked about these two sides of one stuff? One thing is Johar, the essence. The other one is... What is the word? Araz.
Four.
Just the four. There is an essence, there is a four. The form of that chair is like a chair, right? So the essence is there. Eliminate some part of this form. Change it. Is it still the chair? The essence is there. The form changed. These are the differences. The main thing is the essence. Form is just the face for a moment. Here, if we say, okay, we talked about this. Your abd, your real intelligence is the essence, and whatever you do is the form. So could you really compare them? The essence is important, yes.
In order that the mirror may have luster, for purity comes to the breast from piety. But if the mirror is fundamentally depraved, after a long time, does the polisher get it back? While the fine mirror, which is a goodly planting ground, a little polishing is enough for it.
Aha. Okay, let me bring you an example. This is the Rumi's time. I'm sorry, let's go back. In Rumi's time, he says, let me bring you a good example here. If we are looking for a light, or to see something, or mainly to see myself, I need a mirror. We talked about this mirror. Mirror doesn't show itself. That's why peer for us is a mirror. You see? Let's talk about the mirror. What is the mirror? Mirror is a piece of something which is normally the stone and later will be some metallic one. See? It's something that you polish it, it becomes mirror. Right? Simple. But let's talk about the different stuff. There is some stone that a little bit polishing and it's a fantastic mirror. There is another stone that you polish it and hardly it will be shining because